Welcome to Real Talk Special, Lyons on Lit with Mary Fran Lyons. She brings us book reviews. She's our version of Nancy Pearl. She brings us book reviews for Real Talk and all our listeners. This week, Mary Fran is going to tell us about Midnight in Broad Daylight by Pamela Rottner Yakimoto?
Sakamoto.
I can't read my handwriting. Welcome, Mary Fran.
Thank you for having me. So this book, Midnight in Broad Daylight, is one that if I had to pick a book in the last 5 years that I've told more people to read than any other book, it would be this book.
Really?
And here is why. This book is about, the subtitle is A Japanese-American Family Caught Between Two Worlds, but it also has some local color. So this is a Japanese-American family that really straddled Japan and the U.S. They lived for a time in Seattle. So, you know, they spent some time, I want to say, in the Aurora neighborhood or Auburn or somewhere. I don't know all the neighborhoods here. But they, you know, they spent time in their formative years here. But then, as World War II started, two of the brothers were caught in Japan, and then a brother and a sister were caught here. And what's so amazing about this book is that they almost were everywhere that they, you know, that they could have been to be important in that war. So, for example, the sister went to an internment camp. The brother here was in the U.S. military. His two brothers there were in the Japanese military, to the point where he wondered if he would actually encounter them. And as it turned out, he did bump into somebody at one point in the war that he remembered fighting with years earlier. He ran into this man who was a prisoner of war and remembered him. So it's a very intense book in that respect. When I read it, I was totally riveted. And I would say the thing that for me is most profound about this book is that I don't quite know how to say this without almost sounding racist, but I don't mean this in a racist way. I, as a Westerner, have always found it a little difficult to tell what people that are Asian of any stripe are thinking or feeling, because we are so much more emotive than they are. And so, you know, the thing that you grew up with, you know, the Japanese and the Germans and don't buy Japanese cars and, yeah, you know, those kinds of prejudices, this book takes you behind that mask or that inability to interpret better than any book that I have ever seen or read. And it's just, it's very telling, because they become very real people, to the point where you have much more empathy for even the Japanese people, who, I might add, attacked us, but it was their leaders that attacked us.
Of course.
It wasn't and they were all misled by their leaders as to what was going on in the war. So I found my empathy for the Japanese going up considerably as a result of reading this, but it was just such an amazing look behind the scenes that I found just terrifically informative. And I've read a lot about war, so that's saying a lot.
Yeah, and it sounds like this whole family would have been representatives of the entire Japanese experience during World War II, almost iconic.
Absolutely, and to the point where they, family members were there when the atomic bombs went off. They had
In Nagasaki and Hiroshima?
In Hiroshima. And one of the aunts had a store that, you know, went in and out of business because of what was happening in the war. So, you know, many, many very relevant things. It's almost like wherever there was something important happening in the war, somebody in this family was there. And I really commend this woman that wrote it. She is apparently a professor teaching in Hawaii, and lived in Japan for some years and was interested in this sort of thing, and I think was doing some writing, and someone introduced her to one of these family members, Harry, and she started on this huge research project as a result of that, and that's what led to this book. But it's just a tremendous, tremendous narrative with amazing research and just wonderful detail that just brings it makes it personal in a way that nothing else I've ever read could.
And that's always the best way to understand an historic story.
Correct. It's just so illuminating. And I'm saying I probably have told a dozen people to make sure they read this book. I don't know how many have, but I certainly, and I've even sent it to a couple people. So.
And it looks like you can get it at the library because it looks like a library book to me.
I borrowed it so that I could bring it and I could be looking at it.
Uh-huh. So that is Midnight in Broad Daylight by Pamela Rottner Sakamoto. And our book reviewer is Mary Fran Lyons.
I gave away my copy.
Thanks, Mary Fran.
Thanks for having me.